Well, Damien, on the road today, heading to take on Cork, the All-Ireland champions tomorrow, and well, obviously relishing the challenge because you're going down the road in a good position in the league table.
Yeah, exactly. With a tough battle with Monaghan last week after a sort of 4-week layoff, we were a wee bit rusty at the start, but when we got into the game then, we put in a good performance and got the result that's put us in a strong place. So if we get a result this weekend or next weekend against Cork or Mayo, we'll be in with a real shout out getting a semi-final spot, which would be massive.
Yeah, and of course you have the luxury of the game in hand as well, against Mayo, albeit, as I say, against Mayo next weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'll be a tough game too, but the whole focus this week, I suppose, is on Cork. We'll definitely not be looking past that, you know. It's a fixture that you sort of, when the fixtures were made at the start of the year, you'd look out for, you know, a chance to test yourself against the All-Ireland and league champions, you know, and it'll give us a good indication. It's a good time to have it near the end of the league so that we can have a good indication of where we're at fitness-wise and that. So you couldn't ask for any better, and going into it on the back of a win last week, it gives us real confidence going down the road.
And tell me, obviously that win last Sunday was important, not only from your league position, but from a point of view, you had started the league well, won two games and then lost two.
Yeah, well, the first two games we put in good performances, and even down in Kerry now, we would have been very disappointed not to come up from Kerry without the points, you know, a last-minute goal beat us. We would have been very disappointed in our performance against Dublin, you know, we didn't get going in the second half at all, so we were sort of chomping at the bit again to get back out onto the pitch, and then the 4-week layoff didn't help us, so massive to get back and get the result last weekend, because the league's that tight that a defeat last week would have left you in a relegation sort of situation, and the win ended up putting us up into third position and the possibility of a league semi-final. So it was all to play for last weekend, and same this weekend going into the Cork game.
And tell me, what has the mood been like this week in training? I know you've had only one session so far.
Yeah, so we trained Wednesday night, and as you know, anytime after a 1-point win, the mood's always going to be good. It's a lot easier heading down in a wet evening. So we had a good turnout again, and the girls in Cork and Dublin did a bit themselves well. So no, training's going very well. We've been lucky with Sarah Hernan there too. So any knocks of that, she was sort of looking at them on Wednesday night, and everybody seems to be good to go again this weekend. So she's doing a good job there as well.
Yeah, so obviously that's a plus as well, heading with a fully fit squad.
Yeah, exactly. Going heading down to Cork, you wouldn't want anything but. So I'd say we'll have 30 travelling down tomorrow, and every one of them able to do something for us if and when needed, I suppose. So it makes a huge difference. And we're obviously staying down Saturday night in Mallow, and then the game's at 12 o'clock on Sunday. So everything's in place for us to sort of put in a performance.
And probably it will take one of your best so far this year.
Oh, I don't need, for a number of years it's going to take it'll take everything we have now to get a result against Cork. As I say, they're multiple All-Ireland winners in the last number of years, and I'd say, I think they've won the last four league titles, so they're a serious proposition altogether. But as I've said, and the girls have said themselves, like, that's what they want to be testing themselves against. We're back since November training, with looking, and the only reason they're doing that is to be able to test themselves then against the likes of your Corks and Dublins and teams in the country.